Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. After a five-year break, they'll be rocking again in Oshkosh this summer. Festival organizers just announced the Crossroads 41 Hard Drive Rock Music event scheduled for August 9th at Oshkosh Festival Park. The artist lineup will be announced in just a couple weeks on April 13th. Tickets go on sale April 17th. With Brewers opening day coming up this Thursday, the team and DOT are reminding people about new game day traffic plans. There are a lot of orange barrels around American Family Field. A new website is up with graphics and alternate travel options. See more at brewers.com/traffic. Transportation officials say the goal is to keep all ramps at the Mitchell Interchange open for fans. There will be extra sheriff's deputies assigned to help with traffic getting out. The Brewers will play ball at 1:10 this Thursday against the White Sox. The DNR says more than 2,000 deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease during last hunting season. That's out of almost 17,000 samples statewide. Most positives were seen in the southern farmland zone. New cases turned up in several counties, including the first wild detection in La Crosse County. The DNR says steady testing helps track the disease and protect the state's deer herd. Jesse Vang, one of two people charged in connection to the death of Elijah Vu, filed three motions in Manitowoc County Court yesterday. Vang is asking for some evidence to be excluded, as well as a change of venue for his upcoming trial. Three-year-old Elijah Vu disappeared in February of 2024 and was found dead later that fall. People in the Two Rivers community and beyond spent months searching for the child. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, are both facing felony charges, including physical abuse of a child and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond to Vang's requests. A hearing is set for May. Wisconsin has seven names on Forbes' annual list of the world's wealthiest people. Beloit business owner Diane Hendricks ranks highest, with a fortune estimated at more than $22 billion. She co-founded ABC Supply and is also known for her political donations to Republican causes. John Menard Jr., Judy Faulkner, James Cargill II, and three S.C. Johnson family members also made the list. A sign honoring Harry Houdini is being installed in Appleton this year. A historic marker dedicated to the one-time resident has been approved for the south side of Houdini Plaza. The legendary magician and illusionist grew up in Appleton after being born in Hungary. The 100-year anniversary of Houdini's death will be commemorated this Halloween. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keen. Francesca Hong is out front, but there's still a lot undecided. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows the Madison State Representative leading Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor with 14% support. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is close behind at 11%. While most Democratic voters remain undecided, on the Republican side, Congressman Tom Tiffany leads with 40%, far ahead of Andy Mansky at 6%. The poll also shows most voters haven't picked a side yet in the state Supreme Court race. Those candidates, Chris Taylor and Maria Lazar, debate tonight. Governor Tony Evers is signing a new bill into law that aims to ease overcrowding in hospitals. The next of kin bill will let immediate family members approve transfers from hospitals to rehab centers without having to get court-appointed guardianship. Officials with Amplify Health by Gunderson say they've been wanting for this bill to pass because it would help ease crowd issues at hospitals. Officials say the bill's passing is helping the hospital's goal of caring for the entire community. Microsoft is changing how it works with cities on new data center projects. The company announced it will stop using non-disclosure agreements, which kept early planning details secret. Towns like Beaver Dam, Kenosha, Janesville, and Menominee have all signed NDAs in the past. Microsoft says it's now working to end any that remain, like in Racine County. A proposal to outlaw those agreements in Wisconsin failed to pass before the session ended last week. And if you're traveling to the Milwaukee season opener, you're asked to allow for a little extra time to get to American Family Field. The ballpark is in the middle of the I-94 East-West Freeway construction project. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the traffic patterns around the stadium could delay thousands of fans who are headed into tomorrow's opener against the Chicago White Sox. The Brewers say they're hiring three sheriff's deputy crews and a tow truck to clear disabled vehicles from the freeway in order to keep traffic moving. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Opening day tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' opening day is tomorrow at AmFam Field. Right-hander Jacob Mizorowski gets the start for Milwaukee against the Chicago White Sox right-hand pitcher Shane Smith. I asked the 23-year-old Mizorowski from Missouri if he had any fond memories of attending an opening day ball game.
You know, honestly, I don't think I've ever been to an opening day. I think all my opening days were on TV. You know, I was playing some other sport, doing something else, so it's going to be kind of fun to finally be at one.
The Brewers made a trade yesterday. They picked up relief pitcher Jake Woolford from the Rays in exchange for minor league pitcher Casey Hunt. NBA, the Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trailblazers. Doc Rivers getting upset after being asked about the Bucks losing 10 of their last 14 games.
Did we win the last game? Right, but my point is, yeah, but we won the last game. So clearly, they showed up the next game, right? This is not like we got blown out 40 games in a row.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 57 this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down to 40, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few off and on light showers. We'll get to 50 by noon, and then temperatures will drop through the afternoon tomorrow. It's going to be much colder on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.